The part of your body that you sin with is the part that's attacked. Now, if you go into fits of anger and rage, it will destroy your liver. Isn't that amazing? Medical science can confirm now what I'm telling you medically. They can confirm these things. They know what happens when we go into fits of rage and anger, how it produces certain fluids in your body that go to certain parts of your body that attack it to destroy it. You know, when God says walk in love, He meant what He said. Do you want your body to be destroyed? No. You want it to be well? Here is the secret you have to learn. When God says, my children walk in love. You want your body to be healthy? You want it to be old and healthy? Huh? Is that what you want, brother? Amen. That's what I want. Well, we're going to be young and healthy, but we're going to get up there in years. Some people, when you get to be 70, 80, 90, or 100 years old, a lot of people think that's old. When my dad was 50 and I was 15, guess what? Dad was not young. He was old. At least I thought he was. But when I passed 50, you know, 60, now approaching 70, and shortly, not too far in the future, it doesn't seem so old anymore. Not at all. Praise the King. But the Lord renews our youth like the eagles. Now then, you want to get to be 70 or 80 or 90 and still be able to go and do things? Hey, praise the Lord. Gina, she wants to be a young woman even when she's 90, right, girl? Amen. Well, you know what you got to do now, don't you? You got to keep yourself holy. You got to stop sinning. You got to walk in love, right, girl? That's right. And if you do that, then you claim the promises of God. He renews my youth like the eagles. Ooh, isn't that a good promise?
Great.
In the Word. That's great. Now then, in 1 John 5:18, talking about these demons and Satan, God made the devil, and He made all the demons. Now, all I know is what the Scripture says, that God made them. Now, I believe that Satan and his hosts were a beautiful bunch of angels, and he was the most beautiful, wonderful being until he fell. And when he fell, then he was cast from heaven to the earth, and he became Satan. And everything changed. But God changed him. God made him like this. God's in control. And all these group of fallen angels came down here with him. Now then, God has got the devil on the earth and his demons on the earth. And now he also has his good angels that are running around here. And now he makes man. And the very first thing God does when he makes man is put him to the test. He puts a tempter in the garden to tempt you and test you. Now, why would God do something like that to you? Is God behind this? Of course He is. Who made the devil? God did. Now, where did he come from? Well, all we know for sure is God made him. And God made the demons. Now, then there's a lot of speculation about there was a group of people that Satan was brought down here to the earth. And the Scripture kind of confirms this in a couple of places. That there was a creation before Adam. If you read the Scripture, you can get that. And there was a creation before. How long was it? We don't know. You know, maybe it was 10,000 years, maybe 5,000 years, maybe 20,000 years. Who knows? Nobody knows. The Scripture don't tell us. But anyway, those people all became evil. All of them. And God destroyed the whole thing. He says in the Scripture, if you can swallow this, he says, and he turned the world upside down and turned the sun off and slung off all of the inhabitants. That's written in the Scripture. A lot of people never read that. How many of you ever read that in the Scripture? It's in there. There's some people that have read it. Okay, so he did destroy everything. Now, some people believe that those people that died during that were the ones that were totally evil, and once their bodies were died, then their spirits became the demons that are earthbound. Now, that may be true and that may not be true. But I can tell you one thing, whether it be visible or invisible, God made it. And I can tell you that because the Scripture tells me that. So the angels, the good angels, God made. The bad angels and the demons, God made. And Satan, God made. He made everything that's made, both good and evil. He made it all because He says He does in His Word. So God made them. Now, then, why would God make a devil? Well, first of all, without an adversary, you can't learn how to be an overcomer. Do you know that? Without an adversary, you can't learn how to be an overcomer. In the Garden of Eden, the very first thing God did when He made this beautiful garden and He put one man and one woman in it, the very first thing He did was put them to the test. He said, now you can eat of all the fruit in the garden except the one in the midst of the garden. That one you shall not eat. He told that to Adam. And Adam told that to his wife. Well, the devil didn't come to him. The devil came to her. The woman. See, she had been told by her husband. You see the line of authority? The Lord spoke to the man. He didn't speak to the woman. He made the woman for the man. And that's still the way it is today. A woman is made for a man. That's her job on earth, is to be the wife of a man. That's what she's made for. That's what God said in His Word. You're to love your husband. You're to submit to him. You're to be loving and kind to him. But you are to supposed to find you a godly one. And the best way is to let God bring you one. And too many people don't do that. And for all those people that don't do that, just like when God spoke to Adam and told him what to do, and He told her what to do, she didn't submit to Him. She went out there and she submitted to the enemy. The enemy says, you know, go ahead. You know, you can eat this and it truly, you know, your eyes will be opened and you'll know the truth. And so she listened to the devil and to the submitting to her husband and saying, no, my husband told me not to eat of that fruit. I don't care what anybody tells me. He told me not to eat of that fruit. I'm not eating of that fruit. Now, if she had submitted to her husband instead of the devil, we might have been a lot better off. But, and it's one of us somewhere down the line would have messed up. So, you know, so I remember a preacher one day said, the first thing I'm going to do when I get to heaven, I'm going to kick Adam in the shins. I thought, well, Adam's not really the culprit here. It was his wife. She was the one that ducked it. But I thought, you know, that preacher I heard say that, I thought, you know, if she hadn't have done it and Adam had to done it, you would have done it. So, you know, it didn't make any difference. So you don't want to kick Adam in the shins because that's the way life's going to be. Somebody would have sinned, you know, because are we still sinning today? Sure. How many of us have sinned? All of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So it's not a big deal. We just know that we have sin and we don't have to because we have this tempter that God created. He put him here and his demons and God made them and he made these demons and he made certain categories of these demons and he put them in certain file and rank. Paul told us that they're principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. Those are the four groups of demons and wicked spirits in the heavenlies that God made. Do you think God's in control of these guys? Sure He is. He's in total control. Everything's subject to Him. He put them here. He walks among them every day. They bow to Him. They worship Him. Even the demons, they tremble. They know God and they tremble. They know what their fate's going to be. One day He has created them to put you and me to the test and to be an adversary to us, but yet He created them knowing that one day they're all going to be cast into the lake of fire to burn forever. All of them. That's where they're going to be. They can't be changed. He made them for that. And so that's the way it's going to be. Aren't you glad you were made a human being? And by being a human being, you can be redeemed. You can be saved. You can go to heaven. But all that don't is going to go to hell with the devil just like him. And how many people do we know that's going to die and go to hell? A lot. Why? Because we're not doing a good job telling them. You know, we're not getting in the Word. We're not praying for them enough. So, you know, sin. So when people sin, it opens a door for these devils to come in. Just like we read there in 1 John 5:18, if you sin, you open a door, because it said if you don't sin, the wicked one, Satan and his host of demons, cannot touch you. Is that what the Scripture said? So, how easy is it to sin? Too easy. That's right. Far too easy. Far too easy. In fact, I think about Howard Pittman. When we went and talked to Howard Pittman here a while back, that's a Baptist preacher that died in 79 and now is still alive and well. He was dead for a day. And now then God brought him back from the dead. But he took him on a trip of the spirit world, and he showed him these demons and how they're running around, all the different armaments and things they're wearing and the way they look. And some of them are awesome-looking beings, and some of them are wicked-looking beings. And he saw everything imaginable. And one of the things he told us, he said, while he was in that hospital where his body was laying dead, and he was walking through the place with a couple of angels, he said, I walked through a wall and walked into a room with a man and a woman there talking. And obviously one of them had just told a joke because they were laughing. And he said, as I walked in, I'm looking at this man, looking at this woman, and all of a sudden they're laughing, and I'm seeing this green frog looking, ugly looking thing coming up out of the floor. And he said, I looked at that thing and it's getting bigger. He said, I asked the angel. I said, angel, what is that? He said, that's a demon of lust. He said, why is it growing? He said, because the man is looking at the woman and the demon's putting thoughts in his mind about a sexual relationship with her, and he's entertaining the thoughts. So as he's entertaining the thoughts, he's giving the demon power to grow. So this thing's growing. So he's looking at her, they're laughing, and as he's looking at her, and he's thinking, and the demon's putting the thoughts, his thought pattern is growing and increasing about how he'd like to go to bed with this woman. And the demon's getting bigger, and it's bigger. And then all of a sudden it begins to approach his face, and it's almost to him, and all of a sudden, whew, it disappears, and it's gone.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with the teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.